Welcome everyone, as Hashem continue Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph Shin, we're 49, discussing loving your friends and treating them like your siblings. And therefore, since when it comes to exerting yourself, whether it's physically, whether it's emotionally, whether it's financially, says the Pel Yoitz that a person's Yetzahara will give him 49 reasons to metahir Asheretz. Asheretz, a creepy crawly creature, is tummy. But it will give you 49 reasons why it's tahar. Meaning, it will give you all the excuses in the book. Yeah, I'd love to help you. I'm in a rush. Well, what do you have to do? Absolutely nothing. I wish I could help you. So help! what's the big deal now, right? But the Yetzahar will give the person all the excuses in the book. What can I gain from the situation? That's what the Yetzirah tells a person to think. What do I get out of it? So says the Pel Yoitz, sometimes life gets confusing. You know what the Eitzah he gives here? He says, is a klal gadol b'chol ha-Torah. The big rule is as follows, and especially when it comes to financial situations of having to spend money for a mitzvah. Hoylich el chachamim. Go to the chacham. You go to the rebbeim. Go to your trusting rebbe and say, what do I do? Direct me. Direct me. Give me eitzah in life. Hoylich es chachamim yechkam. Says Shloima HaMelech, the wisest man that ever lived. He says, you have an Eitzah, you go to the Chacham, you get an Eitzah, you need an Eitzah, you go to the Chacham. He continues and says, Avos Yisrael Alidei Hishtatfus Be'atz Be'tzar Achirim. We now discuss the topic of loving your fellow Jew by feeling their pain, by being Mishtatef Be'tzar. The ikir mitzvah ava he believe. The main mitzvah of ava, of love, is in your heart. Shall yismach b'takolas chaver chas shalom. Don't rejoice when you hear someone, he had a financial loss chas shalom, or he's not getting the covered maybe he thought he should get. Rak yismach b'toivosoy. Be happy when something good happens to him. And that you should know, it's not always so easy. When someone's getting covered, when someone's making it rich, when someone's having a simcha, to be happy for the other person is not so easy. To be bitsar, to feel someone's pain, because you feel, you know, he's in pain. You hear this tragic story, lo yaleinu. That's also madrig, which we're discussing now. But to be with simcha for the other person, I want to tell you something. There was a Rebbe here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Stefanskil of a shalom. I want to tell you, his niece married a friend of mine from yeshiva. And when I came here to Philadelphia, I met him, and we made this acquaintance. Oh, you're from Chaim Berlin. Oh, do you know my nephew? And for the next few years, he's having a lot of children. When we would greet each other, you could feel the simcha coming out from his smile, like it was his child who was just born to him. Who was it? It was his niece, who had a child out in Brooklyn. It was palpable. You could feel the simcha. I want to tell you something else. When you have a simcha and someone gives you that type of smile, you feel great. You feel like someone cares about you. And when you have a simcha and someone gives you a smile like it's Tisha B'Av, meaning that it's not such a smile, you wonder, is that person really my friend? You start asking these questions. Is he really my friend? He's not happy for me? Why is he smiling to me like today's Tisha B'Av? Which means he's not smiling. It's not Tisha B'Av today. I just had a, who knows what, a child, a chasna, whatever the simcha you might have. That's what people think. That's why it's a mitzvah deraisa. That when you hear someone has a simcha, you give him a big smile. Mazel tov. This is beautiful. Whatever the simcha is. Rak yismach b'toivosoi. Rejoice with him when he has a simcha. V'yitztayer b'tzarosoi. And feel his pain. Listen to the next two words. Feel his pain when he's in pain. And express them. Let him know you feel his pain. Listen to the next words here. And she is spalal alav. Do something about it. So you say, what can I do? Rachman litzlon le'yelenu, whatever the tragedy might be. You know what you could do? You can daven for the person. There's a Yetzirah that says, davening, you know, okay, it's a nice thing to... No. Davening works. Davening works. You might not see it. You know, when you daven for somebody, and Rachman Litzon, let's say he's still sick and ill, we don't realize, but we might have lowered the pain. He might still have that physical pain, but it's maybe a little less. Every tefillah for a chayla helps. Take action. Daven for the chayla. Listen to the words. Rak yismach b'toivosoi, v'yitztayer b'tzarosoi, be pained in his pain, ad sheyispalel alav, to the point you'll be aroused to daven for that person. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And we can fulfill, and then you tell a person, I'm davening for you. I'm davening for you. You know what everybody wants to hear? That someone else cares about me. Your brother, you hope he cares about you. But someone else also, they care about me also. V'itztayer b'tzarosoi ad sheyispalel alav, until you come to daven for the person.